Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's, hosted by Lacey Facey and the king of comedy, Dakota. All I'm hearing is fuzzes. I don't know if that's my end or your end.
Uh-huh.
All I'm hearing is fuzzy. I don't know if that's Blog Talk. Can you hear me?
Hold on just a second. Ron, can you turn off this fan? The top button's not working. It's the fan. It turned on, even though I turned it off. 1 second.
Oh, you're good. I can hear you now. I think it was on my end. I had my phone on speaker because my mic was fucking unhooked. I don't know. It could be Blog Talk, guys. Who knows? Blog Talk always screws with us. We've yet
no,
to have a good episode
it,
without Block
can you hear
me fucking
now?
With us now. Well, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, sorry about that, everybody. Technical difficulties.
No, we're not. We are not sorry about it. We will do it again next week because Block Talk will do it to us again next week.
Well, that's the good thing because we're planning on leaving Block Talk soon, so.
Yes, but, very soon. I know we've been saying that for a while, guys. I know we've been saying that for a while, but it will happen.
We actually got the equipment to do that, yeah. Tonight's show is fan questions come into our page asking about the differences, whether they thought that they wanted my advice, whether therapy as in you go in and you talk to a therapist or going for therapy, therapeutic things were better for you, or, you know, like exercising, if that therapy type is better for you, or massage therapy, or there's all different types of therapeutic things that you can do for yourself. So we had a bunch of those questions coming in, which, you know, it's the school year started back for college and for kids in school, which is putting stress also on parents for kids that are in school. So a lot during this time, plus, you know, the holiday seasons are also coming up. So a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, a lot of just, you know, too much, you know. So people are asking a lot of questions on what's best for them for self-care, which is great that they're looking into self-care. Anyway, so that's what the show tonight is about. Are you there to come?
That was a breathful. No, I'm
it
silly.
Was a breath.
That was just a breathful. I don't think you breathed one time during that.
It's one of those things where, like, you don't want to lose your train of thought, because if you lose your train of thought, you'll lose the whole
time. Right.
Like, and I didn't
been
lose,
there, been
lose
there.
The, yeah, yeah. Trying to catch you or Shane's train is really hard sometimes, bringing you back in on track.
How do you think I feel when I'm the one trying to catch Shane's train and then I'm like, I'm about to lose my own train?
Yeah, it's usually like we miss Lacey at that point. And it's the same for him too, like, because their trains usually go in different directions and then circle back to the same track, but it takes a minute. Anyway.
I don't know. My train does that sometimes. Shane's gets like a flat trying to come back or something. I don't know what happens. A piece of track goes missing and he just like stuck for a second. I don't know what happens to the dude, but he burns a few trash cans and catches a couple houses on fire. I mean, I don't know what happens to this guy.
either way, I usually don't have to go skipping and hopping and I find my guy friends and bring them back, you know. bring them back.
Well, the
know,
best ones are when he's start. Out on like the best ones are when Shane was out like on his drunken drug rampages.
Hey,
and then you'd just be talking, friends. And the next thing you know, he's like, "Poppers."
I love all forms of our Shane. Okay.
I'm not dislike. I never said I disliked it. I'm just saying it's entertaining as hell. I love it.
I love him. Anyway,
you should have his own fucking
on.
TV show. I would watch.
Yes, if Shane ever did a TV show, I would definitely be watching that shit. But anyway,
I would pimp the hell out of it. I'd be like, "Go, Shane."
So we're getting into that time of year where mental health becomes more evident. And a lot of people say that's not accurate, but it is. It's really true. Because you have seasonal depression that comes up. There's a huge stigma on mental health. And a lot of people still believe to this day that mental health isn't an actual thing. And it is. You know, it's one of those things where I guess you really can't understand it unless you go through it, or you're helping someone
right.
through it, or you're witnessing it hands-on.
Right.
And so, and if you haven't witnessed it or been a part of it or seen somebody go through it, that's also great for you because nobody should have to ever struggle with that anyway, but that doesn't mean the ones that do struggle with it isn't real. So do you want to throw that out there for mental health awareness, which I had to be very careful when I talk today because even autocorrect has been really mean to me, which we were talking prior to the show.
right.
Just one word change in a casual conversation just changes the whole trajectory of a conversation. Just want to throw that out there. But anyway, that is all.
But I do agree. I think mental health awareness is very important. I mean, you know this about me. Not a lot of people know this because I don't, you know, talk about it a lot. But I do have ADHD, and I am probably bipolar. I haven't been diagnosed, but it's probably in there somewhere. And you know, and I'm really an advocate for mental health and stuff. So I'm really
Yes, and
it's one thing I do take serious.
I too battle at times anxiety or depression. It runs in our family.
That's how it is with my like. This is why I think my ADHD and like a bit bipolar is because my depression, the way it comes up and down. But the weird thing about it is, I'll just talk about it on here, guys. It's cool. The weird thing about it all is, though, with it, I catch myself sometimes doing it, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, the good thing is that you're self-aware of it, and we talk about it all the time. Another thing is you have a good support system for your friends. So even if it's not self-aware to you until someone says something, then you're like, you have that light that goes off. So,
right.
We're able to work with it. Another thing is you self-medicate, which is one of the therapeutic things that we talk about on the show quite, you know, on and off too. Which I'll just go and say that, you know, people, when I did mental health crisis, when I was seeing crisis or whatever, they were afraid to tell me that they smoked pot. You know, and it was one of those things where all the crisis responders literally would tell you, much rather you tell us that you smoke pot than it would be crack or cocaine or meth or, you know. So when people would say that, we'd be like, honey, that's not even it. Because that's one of, I don't know if it's just in Tennessee because I haven't looked up the laws in a while because I haven't been a crisis responder in a while. But in a medical situation, when you tell somebody that you're smoking pot, it's not a legal situation at that point. Like if we're addressing your...
Well, I got an interesting story to add to that then because, a while back when my I had to get the surgery on my arm, I had to pee in a cup too, right? It wasn't when I had to do the surgery on my arm. This is when my back went out and they thought it was kidney stones. I had to pee in a cup.
Right.
And when I went to, I was like, oh, fuck, you know, like, I smoke a lot of weed. They didn't say nothing to me about it.
No.
Like, one damn thing. They were just like, oh, cool.
Now,
I guess
they
were looking for other drugs. But.
They will put on your discharge paperwork that what they found in your urine, but they're not going to be calling the law on you for a pot in your system.
Right.
Now,
I mean,
hardest
thing I take is ibuprofen. So.
Right. So, I mean, and even with your hard stuff, when you're in the hospital and you're getting medical treatment, something, you know. Anyway, you know, a lot they address your medical issues before they worry about all that.
Right.
Okay? So especially 100%.
Like weed nowadays, the way I see it is weed nowadays ain't as frowned upon as it used to be.
Yeah. The only thing about weed now is if, and I'll be honest, I don't smoke weed. However, I have friends that do, and it doesn't bother me. But like I said, it's one of those things where it doesn't – you could be doing a lot worse things. It doesn't bother me, okay? They're legalizing in other states. I see them probably legalizing it in Tennessee before it's all said and done because they're going to tax that and make some money, you know?
Yeah.
It's part of it, okay? Because multiple states before they even talked about smoking pot, legalizing it, they had the pot pill for like people with glaucoma, you know, things like that that help treat things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's not a big issue, you know, but I'd rather you do that than you did something else. But the biggest thing right now you have to worry about is what the people lace your pot with, you know?
I was just about to say that because, like, back in the day, you would get it from say, you got it from Joe up the road he was dealing, right? Joe probably got
mm-hmm.
it from some dude that was growing or something if Joe wasn't growing it himself. Nowadays,
right.
It's all some random people, like, you got, say, 15 different random people trying to sell their pots that they grow to fucking different dispensaries and shit. You don't know who the hell is growing. Like you just said, you don't know what the hell they're putting in this shit.
No.
But
I'll
the good thing about some of that is, though, if they do it legitly, they have to put down exactly what they, you know, like how much THC is in this, how much this is in that. That's if they do it legitly by the books. I've learned all this from Logan, by the way.
Hey, Logan.
tune into The Stash on Wednesdays, hosted by Logan and me. We're awesome like that.
But anyways, going on from that, you know, there's different ways to self-care for yourself. And, you know, people were asking what's better. The honest answer, the best advice that I can give you is what's best for me might not be best for you.
Right.
A lot of people, meditation and focus and aromatherapy, that works wonders for them. There's people that enjoy like massages or working out or bodybuilding, you know, working out bodybuilding or running or, you know, there's different therapeutic self-care that you can do for yourself. Therapy, talking it out with somebody.
Right.
With a therapist, you know, it's just whatever works best for you. One thing might not work best for me and then the same for you. And that's a part of the stigma too. Everybody thinks you have to go to therapy, you have to talk to somebody, you know, there's only one way to do it. And those people, you know, you lay on the couch and you talk to people, you know, it's not that. You know, that's a big stigma. That's a big thing that's commercialized that you see on TV. You know, even therapy.
I picture
now,
it being like picture therapy being like how it is on Monk.
Yeah.
Like you go in, you sit there.
I love Monk. I'm recently been rewatching Monk, but anyway, I love that.
Yeah,
but
that's what made me think of that. I remember you telling me that, and I was like, I had to
throw
a Monk
reference.
Yeah,
I was like, started over from season one. I'm like, I love him, like Adrian. Anyway, It's different for everybody, and that's why emotional support animals are great for certain people too. Like, of course, you know, in the state of Tennessee, they don't recognize emotional support animals. You can have them, and you can have paperwork, but they can turn you away for like stores and grocery stores and things like that because they don't honor that. The only service animals in the state that they honor is service dogs and service ponies. I kid you not. So, and that's specific, like you have dogs or ponies.
Why do I feel like here in Tennessee, though, like the service dog means like the dog that goes and gets the ducks for him for the hunters. That's our dog, Bowl. He goes and gets our ducks.
See, that's the difference. Like people can go in and say they're their service animal, but they have to go through a lot of training to get their paperwork that they have to carry around on their person. They have their own little license that they carry around to have all that proof to be service animal.
Right.
So now, like in the state of Tennessee, I mean, it's really strict now. My mom, you know, she had a lot of anxiety and stress and stuff, and she fell in love with a goat. And, of course, you know, her therapist was like,
this might be a dumb question. What's the best animal for, like, say you're having anxiety? Or is it just each person has their own, like?
Each person
has, I don't really get anxiety. I do, but
okay,
I don't.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, I catch myself getting it.
Right. Each person's their own. I mean, it just depends on their personality, really, for emotional support animal. Now, the best service animal that can work with your anxiety, that raises your heart rate and everything like that, again, goes back to dogs and to the Shetland ponies, because they can train them to sense stuff like that.
I don't know why. I feel like maybe a penguin would be cool as one.
Oh, a penguin, you know.
Or a giraffe. Oh, my God. How much anxiety can you have with a giraffe?
Just for example, for, like, not just anxiety, but for other diagnoses, too, like POTS disease, okay? That's where you're, like, your heart rate, so the animal has to get their loved one to sit down on the ground to calm down and get their, and they're trying to get their medication for them and stuff like that. Could you imagine having a giraffe lay on your chest? But no. Like, why? Like, you know, that's why they're specific. That's why they're
well, I feel like Mike Tyson or something would be like, my support animal is like a tiger.
Why are
you missing half your face?
Why
are you missing half your face? I had an anxiety attack and I had to have him sit on me.
You're killing me. But, again,
it's going to get worse when the ads come around.
But anyway, so, yeah, so it just depends on what helps you. Calm down, and what helps you?
Is marijuana an animal?
People self-treat with marijuana, yes, but they're not an animal.
You know, that's my support animal. like a stone raccoon or something.
To believe that it is.
Like a stoned raccoon or something. That's like my support animal.
Stone raccoon. Anyways, what is our ads for the week?
All right. Well, I got random news stories or I got ads. Which one do you want me to do first?
Random news stories. That's been a minute.
All right. Let's see. I got two alrighty ones for us here. Let's see. Man attacked by goat. And parking lot at Walmart. He was walking out of the Walmart, and a goat just ran up, and he had to fight a goat. Goats are crazy,
animals,
you know.
I'm telling you. I mean, don't
goats,
get me wrong. There's some sweet ones up there, too, okay? But I've also been chased by a goat before, so, I mean.
I like the fainting goats or whatever, the ones you can just, like, scare, and they, like, jump over.
Goat. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Those are cute. Those are cool goats. I like them. The other ones, they're kind of eh. And our next ad is three deer hit a man walking on the side of the road. They came up out of nowhere, and they were driving a truck. No news yet if they were drunk or not. So I will know more about this story at a later date.
could just see somebody walking on the side.
I swear I did not make up this story at all.
I can see people like walking on the sidewalk and them taking off running, just jumping through when they see somebody and hitting someone. Like,
yeah. Now I can picture that.
Honestly, because like, look at the area we're in where the area we live in where like. Deer are not afraid of humans. Like, they're all over the place. And,
I literally think I saw one in the Walmart parking lot the other day.
You probably did. At the nursing home in Camden, where we work and stuff, you can see when you come around, like, the parking lot, the whole side.
There's a bunch of them.
There's a
for
bunch
the last
of them. Not great.
Five
there's
years
everywhere.
I've been there, I'm pretty sure it's the same family of deer, because it's like
you see
them all the time. So
So I mean, you know, I can see one of them running out and attacking a vehicle if they make them mad.
It was weird. There was one day, right? I'm driving around and I see them, and they were closer than normal. They were not at the tree line, but like in the field area. And they were up closer. And I kept revving my engine. And for some reason, the baby deer, like two of them, close to my car. And I would drive up a little bit. And they would follow my car up. But like at a distance. Not like, you know, just like right next to me or anything. But like, I'm pretty sure if I would have sat there still just revving my engine, I could have gotten them to come over to me.
Yes. Anyway.
I would have two baby deer in my car.
But
all right, here's our ads for this week. Baskin-Robbins has new Halloween flavors coming out. So be on the lookout for ice cream, blueberry, candy corn, and please don't make another Friday the 13th movie. And then they also have, Baskin-Robbins also has some new pride flavors coming out, such as Ben Loves Jerry, Double Fudge Packer, and Pumpkin Spice. So, guys, be on the lookout for that. That's our ads for this week.
Lord, please. anyway.
I said it.
So, just on the topic that we're on right now for therapy versus therapy stuff, I actually recently – it was this weekend, actually. I tried a new thing. I actually had my first massage ever.
Oh, thank you.
This past week. It went great. I took the best nap of my life. my friend has had a membership for years and years, and so she had a lot of points built up and didn't want to go by herself, and she also thought I might enjoy it, so we went or whatever, and it was great. Like, at first I was very questionable, because I'm not one that likes, I'm very private about things. So, like, having someone touch me or do things like that, I was very, you know, wondering if that was really going to help me or if it was going to hurt me, if I was going to tense up, you know, and stuff like that. But I had the best nap of my life.
So you can say, you
I
had a happy ending?
I felt like a whole
ending?
New woman. Like,
so you can say you had a happy ending?
Well.
She's like, she almost set herself up for that one.
Yeah, I almost set myself up for that. Yeah, but anyway.
We got about
six minutes
left of the show.
I will say, like, it was a new experience, and I enjoyed that. So my advice is to give new adventures chances. Like, go out there and try things. See what you like best. Go out your comfort zone sometimes. That was way out of my comfort zone, and it actually turned out to be pretty good.
Sometimes when you get out of your comfort zone, that's when, so it's always a good thing sometimes. Sometimes it sucks.
You're on the right track there. Stay on it. Yeah, like when you're out of your comfort zone, sometimes you have to step outside the box to actually see what's going on in your life, to be honest. Like you have to step out and actually look back in from different perspectives. And sometimes that's what it takes to actually see that you're going to make it through something. So, you know, that's my advice on it. Like there's not one better than the other. It's to try out things that, new things, you know, and see what's best for you. Like, cause it's going to be different for everybody. You know, I have been trying new things lately and it's been very beneficial. I've been getting out of my comfort zone a little bit more and it's been very good for my mental health. So, I mean, you know, do you, boo. Like, get out there. And
there
like,
you go.
You know, I'm not saying do something that's against your belief system or anything like that, but just be
yeah, don't go breaking
get
walls
out
and shit, people. We don't want you going to jail. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, don't go breaking the law. Yeah, that is not what Dakota's advice was on the show. Do not go break
the
law.
Yeah, that was not what I'm trying to tell you guys, is don't go break the law.
There's going to be
but if you do, keep it a misdemeanor.
Like,
but if you do, do not do felonies, misdemeanors, you'll get less time. And
oh. Anyway. Yeah.
Before we end the show, guys, I hate to take over the last part of this, but your brother brought this up while we were talking earlier before the show started. It is 9/11.
It is.
So I think we should talk that for just a split second.
Yeah.
What do you okay, let me ask you this. Let's see. I was in seventh grade when it happened, so you had to be what, fifth grade?
I was in the fifth grade.
Okay. Walk me through your morning that morning when you found out about it, and like, did you understand any of it or any of that?
So we were in school when we heard about it. It was all
so
over.
So you
the
guys
are
already at school.
And,
okay, yeah, you guys
yeah,
are a
we
couple
were already,
hours ahead where I was at.
Yeah, I was already, we were already in school. And I didn't understand what was going on at first because, you know, we're kids and we're just hearing things adults talk around.
Right.
And it wasn't until I got into my science class to Miss Teresa Fisher. I remember the day really clear. And she had turned on the news and we were all watching the news together. And we were watching on repeat of where they had the recording of the planes hitting into the building.
Right.
And she was keeping us calm and she was telling us that our parents were school was going to be letting out early. And that, you know, some of our parents were going to come pick us up instead of us ride the bus. You know, it was a very chaotic day because everybody was panicking. Everybody was, I will never forget when we left the school. I'd never seen so many people at gas stations before in my life. Like,
right.
I've always seen busy, like, traffic, like holidays and stuff like that. But, I mean, there was people there with tons of gasoline, little, like the 5 gallon buckets and stuff. Like there were
right.
tons of those. There was trailers that held like their four wheelers, but they were filling all the four wheelers up with gas. And I mean, it was just, and everybody was running, you know, everybody was running around. People were buying everything in the grocery store. And, I'm not, you know, my parents didn't have a lot of money during that time. So, like, they just got bare minimal things, you know, where everybody else was getting a bunch of stuff. And my dad, I remember my dad keep saying, it'll all pass, you know, he was really, his faith was really strong. And he was like, you know, God, this is a trial. This is something we're going to have to go through. God's going to walk us through it. You know, my dad was really calm. My mom was more nervous. But I'll never forget us getting home. And even late at night, because it just kept getting worse and worse. And my parents loading us up and going to the gas station, we did fill up our van that we had in one of our 5 gallon containers and coming back home. And I kept thinking, I don't know, like we were all going to be like in a, you know, like a military setting where we're going to go and Capitol or something. You know, that was in my mind because, you know, I was a kid.
Because,
I was
let me say this real quick to some of our younger listeners. Now, this is, guys, internet's a thing at this point, but this is before how it is now where you just have cell phones calling everybody, oh, hey, check this out and shit like this.
Oh, yeah, we
so
still have house phones.
What she's talking about with things is we don't, at this time, we didn't know what else was going to happen.
Right.
You don't know how many people's passed. You don't know if you know,
the
town
so
next to you is getting bombed.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to throw that in there. That way some of our younger listeners kind of understand the situation of that.
See, because we also didn't know because on the news, like every it was something, the news took a little longer to get to us back then too because, like you said, we didn't have as big of technology back then. And
right,
you,
you
know,
had your
we
unless it was just
home.
Like some crazy breaking news where they were able to take over the station like they did that morning for it. You wouldn't get your news to what, like 6 at night, 6 in the morning, and then midday news? What, probably 12 or something?
This was during this time. This was some of the first like real live stuff that we got, like that was live, you know, that was happening
right
then while it was being filmed. But we were home before we actually heard about the other plane that the United States, they had a lot of our people on board, and they actually hijacked the plane and took it down somewhere else, you know.
Well, see, this is what happened. This is what happened from my point of view in Yuma, from what they did with us. Okay, because we're a couple hours behind you guys, so you guys are already at school and you guys are hearing about it. We were on our way to school, so we're on the bus. Music's playing like normal over the radio. We're listening to the radio. Kids being loud, and then a thing came on and it was talking about terrorist attacks. I'm sorry. At this time, they didn't know it was a terrorist attack. They were talking about that when we actually got to school. This was when they were still trying to figure out, like,
what's going on.
We had planes crashing and shit like that. Well, we're hearing this on the bus, but I'm seventh grade, so I'm probably 11, 12 years old. I think I just turned 12. So you're not paying attention to that shit. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, cool, planes hit something. You know, you're not thinking nothing of it. So we get to school, and like all the kids are getting like buses, and then they lock us down, like the gate. They lock the gates, and we're like, okay, that's weird. And then they like, okay, everybody go to your homeroom, blah blah blah. And they're like, and we're just like, what the fuck's going on? At this point, because at this point, that's when we're like, bits and pieces of stuff is like, you had a kid that came in late or something, so he's like, bro, this is what's going on, you know, stuff like that. Like you're hearing shit, but you don't really know yet. Well, they turn on the news things, and that's when we're finding out about all the planes hitting shit. And then our town went into, like, a little bit of a lockdown because Yuma has the biggest Air Force base, or Marine base there, and, like, a big Air Force base. And they were worried about it getting bombed. So, and it was just, it was hectic during that time, like, because, like I said,
know,
it wasn't like it is
was
now with internet
bombed.
And shit.
We didn't know if there was going to be another plane driven into something, you know. That was another big thing, too, that they didn't understand. They had to slow down the footage and figure it all out that it was just a plane going into, you know, we didn't know if it was a bombing or if it was just the plane went into. We were young, you know, and, of course, the media was coming
See,
in.
This is the way I take it is when it first happened, everybody thought it was just a pilot fucked up and, you know, a tragedy, a plane hit, you know. And then another one
but
hit.
Then it happened again. So,
and
I mean,
then,
you know, all that.
And then I think that one pilot dropped their plane down in Philadelphia before it got to anything. Like, they...
They're heroes,
so...
Yeah.
What was that flight? They made a movie about it. I forget the name of the flight guys. I do apologize for that. But those people on that flight are actually heroes because they saved people that day. And
they gave their lives
to do it, so...
Yeah, they did. And there actually is a song, too, where one of the loved ones on the plane was able to call their loved ones before the plane went down to tell them what happened, you know? Like, it was a very emotional time, and it kind of hit everybody at home.
Like, how crazy.
Not only that, but how do you think, just
think to yourself, like say, I don't know, just say Ryan was on one of those planes, and he had time to call you, right? and he calls you. 20, you got to think, was it 20 years now? 20 years later, you still, that's still going to hunt your ass, because that's like,
oh yeah,
that's some shit that will hunt your ass.
Yeah. Well, then also you got to think about during all this time, too, we were all getting ready for war. Like, it was so
right.
Quick.
Well, I was just fixing to bring this up, too. You know me when I say this right here. Like, it just ain't me being ha-ha's. When I was 12 years old, the thing that scared me the most that I ever seen on TV wasn't like some horror movie. It wasn't like some TV show shit. It was when we first went to war and they were showing us first bombing and just the whole, this fucking chaotic of it. And I was watching it because it was on the news. Like, they showed this on the news, guys. And I'm sitting there watching this and I'm just like, okay, if we're over there doing that to them, are they going to come over here and do that to us? You know,
you got to look into, like, how different it was in the war setting. You know, we had National Guard. We're looking at sending our National Guard over with our Army. And, you know, usually we had our national, that was national. You know, our National Guard stayed home and took care of, you know, even they were going overseas. Like, it was massive. Like, we were sending troops over like there was nothing, like it was nothing. I remember during that time, my uncle was, and his stepson were in the National Guard, and they ended up going over during that year, and it was scary.
Yeah, I had a cousin got shipped out.
You know, back in World War II and all the other wars, it was scary then too, don't get me wrong. But I'm glad they didn't have to watch everything on the news.
Right.
I'm glad they didn't have
to. They were getting stuff in newspapers or on the radio, but they weren't
They had horrors beyond belief and things that they could never live past and had to live with their whole lives. But I'm glad they didn't have to see it. Like, you know, I'm not saying that we've seen a lot of things, but I mean, that's one of the bad things about the internet.
The Gulf War, well, NAM, they showed a bit of NAM on news back in the day too, probably. So you want to say from probably NAM on, that's when we actually got to start seeing media-wise, you know, like maybe live action and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just, you know, it makes it breaks people. And I think as a nation, you know, it really made us. We overcame it pretty good. We banded together. I wish we would band together more now, kind of like we did then.
I was just about to, like, okay, just like what you just said, it took something like that for us all to band together. And then out of nowhere, 10 years later, it all just started shattering apart and everybody was just,
well, our nickname for a long time, even during World War II, was the Sleeping Giant, you know, and then Pearl Harbor, you know, came about. And so then again, like when 9/11 hit, you know, it was kind of like another, you know, because it hit home just like Pearl Harbor did, you know, they attacked our home and we came alive and together, but it kind of fizzled out. You know, and it kind of, you know, I'm hoping, I'm not saying I hope we ever get back into another war. I'm hoping we get out of what we're in. But, I mean, it's just, there's always going to be a war somewhere.
Guys. There's always a government that's greedy and there's always money to be made in something, there will be a war involved in it all.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it.
I mean,
my
that's truthful with it. I mean,
you know, my faith has come out, and in the Bible it says there will be war to the end of time. You know, you know that's just part of it. But where there's war, there's peace. You know, you know. Anyway, it's always, you know,
that's
the counter.
That's a book, ain't it? If I know my novel,
war
I
and
think
peace.
That's a book.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 4 minutes left. I said that a little bit ago, but I changed the time, guys, so we did an extra 15 for you guys. Because I wanted to talk 9/11, so I figured we can do that.
Yeah, I'm like, up with you.
Yeah.
Glad we did. And I do want to take the time to say thank you for all of our service men and women and our servicemen and women's families, because you serve with your families.
Yeah.
And we know,
and
we wouldn't be that we are, and we wouldn't be it as we are without them and without you. So
right,
you know.
And I want, this might sound a little weird coming from me, but I want the families of everybody that lost somebody on 9/11 there in that tragedy to know that, like, they're not forgotten. 20 years
yeah.
later, and we're,
yeah.
you know, we're talking about it on a podcast. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was a tragedy that nobody can ever really forget if you live through it. And it's crazy that we think about it. It's been 20-some-odd years.
It's been 20 years?
Ago,
right?
You know?
Has it been 19, 20?
It's longer than that.
Has it been longer than that?
22
oh, my God,
years.
I'm old.
Yeah, it was 2000.
Damn,
yeah, it was
I'm
2001.
Old. Fucking A, I'm old.
So, yeah, we're getting old. Stop.
So I was
but,
only 11
yeah.
when this happened, by the way. I just want to throw that out there then. I was a
you
tiny youngster.
12. Yeah, you
no,
just
I,
turned 12
I,
and I was 10.
No, I would have just turned 11 in 2001.
Okay.
Because I would have turned 10
right.
at the end of 99, and then I would have turned. No, wait, maybe you're. I don't know. I'm bad at math. Why are we doing this math, guys?
I am
we're
right.
Not,
I am right. I was
we're not ending this show off on bad math, okay?
You were 7. You were 12. So.
Yeah,
anyway.
But wait, are you good? Hold on. See, I started school when I was 4. So see, kind of. Sounds about right. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I just know I was 17 when I graduated, and I was 4 when I started kindergarten.
I was 17 when I graduated, too.
See, I was supposed to be, the way my birthday fell, I would have, like, I didn't fail or nothing like that. It was just the way my birthday fell. I would have had to wait another year. But they made me take a placement test and, like, some kind of preschool thing, and I scored the highest out of it. And they made me take another placement test to get into kindergarten when I was still 4, and I scored the highest out of it up to, like, third graders. And then they let me in kindergarten, and now I don't know what happened. I think marijuana fucked up my brain or something. But.
Well, I know that I'm 32 now, and, you know, it was 22 years ago, so I was 10. So you were how old? You're 30. Four now?
I just turned 34, like a week, two weeks ago.
I'm 12 years old, so yeah, there you go. You're good. You're set.
Yeah. Anyway, since the Dakota's bad at math right now, everybody tune in Wednesday for an episode of The Stash. If Logan calls in, it'd be awesome. We're gonna do one on Stoners Gone Bad. I promised Lacey I wouldn't mention this dude's name because we're not going to give him any time of day on this show, but we are on our other show just because he's a stoner gone bad. But he has to do with that 70s show, and he's in jail for a while, so that's all I'm saying about him. So we're going to pull his fucking green card. That's right. We're pulling his green card, me and Logan. So be on the listen for that this Wednesday. And Thursday, guys, if it's cool with everybody, we're going to move – Too Much Nerd Talk to Friday this week, if that's okay. And we'll be back to Thursday the following week. But if everybody's good with that.
So far, so good.
All right. We got like 30 seconds left. You got anything you want to add?
No, just, you know, you guys love each other. And like I said, we're just in remembrance today. And thank everybody for their service and giving giving their loved ones, I mean, you know, that, you know, no one could ever ask for more. I mean, give your loved ones
there
for
you
us.
Go.
So.
There you go, guys.
Anyway.
Don't take it for granted. Remember, always
yep.
roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said anything
Bye,
better
everybody.
Myself.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.